Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we're going to follow the path to shortcuts. Whereas in the movie The Yellow Brick Road and it takes a long time to meet the wizard, I can show you how to get to Oz in 5 minutes. But instead of looking for a brain or a heart or courage, we are looking for our shortcut. Being able to get access from the gate to your shortcut is important for those times in which any port will do. Real quick, what would you say your vices are? Some ideas might be food, gambling, shopping, alcohol, screens. Okay, now, pick the one that you want to keep. Yep, just one. Like the characters on The Wizard of Oz, in order to be successful, you need to focus on one thing you really want to keep around. You don't want to lose your way by trying to travel many roads at once. Of course, I'm not talking about being a functional addict. I'm talking about dropping all vices you may have, but work on perfecting them one at a time. Using the wisdom of Aristotle and current philosophers, philosophy can tell us more about how to handle our vices than the black and white medium of science and the law. Philosophy enables you to understand the causes and consequences using what motivates you to be in control, live well, and flourish, in the words of Aristotle. How am I in the world is a question. What's my kind of responsibility? Why am I suffering in this way? What does this situation mean? Philosophers, in part, are always asking about oneself. Philosophy gives us the opportunity to ask certain kinds of questions that we are struggling with, but in an academic context. So I do not wish to make this vice something that causes suffering in myself or others. My pro tip, my vice of choice is cocktails. The problem is that it has tons of calories. When I started getting more serious about my fitness and doing triathlons, I asked myself the questions. How am I in the world? Well, I'm a mom, a professional, and an athlete. Therefore, drinking is just not something I can do on a day-to-day basis. My responsibility is to my family, my career, my health, and maybe a little bit about vanity. So why subject myself to the suffering of consumption? Incidentally, you also need to replace your vice with some other way to fill up your time. In my case, booze for boot camp. Keeping in mind that Aristotle also said, all things in moderation is key, but moderation in moderation sometimes applies here as well. Time for our movie motivation. Days of Wine and Roses is a 1962 black and white drama. This film was very painful to watch. An alcoholic husband, Joe Clay, played by Jack Lemmon, introduces his wife to social drinking, which quickly spirals into full-blown alcoholism by both. Although Joe gets better and beats his addiction, his wife, Kristen, played by Lee Remick, is not so lucky. In the end, she, like so many, chooses her addiction, leaving her daughter and her husband unable to end her pursuit for the bottom of the bottle. The point of the film, other than demonstrating the devastation of an out-of-control vice and how that can wreak havoc in our lives, is that we, if are not careful, our vices can quickly overcome us and interfere with our functioning and destroy the current state of our lives. Additionally, we are role models and influences of others, whether it be the person in the same room as you, your spouse, or even your child, that the stakes are too high not to evaluate your vices regularly so that they are not lost from our control. To learn more about shortcuts and how Lenny Colada and Eric Bean find the secret path to success, you can listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on WCBE.org on 90.5 FM at 6:30 a.m. on Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.